News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Yeah, really disturbing news emerging late last night. A bomb threat made on the home of Taoiseach Simon Harris yesterday evening. Journalist with the Irish Independent, Robin Schiller, joined us now. Robin, just bring us up to speed on what happened.
Good morning, Shane. Yeah, so this all began at around 6 o'clock yesterday evening. A caller phoned the Samaritans Charity helpline. They gave a code word and claimed that a bomb had been placed in the family home of Simon Harris in Wicklow. The charity immediately contacted Gardaí, who in turn sent officers to Mr. Harris's home. Now, the Taoiseach wasn't there at the time. He was in the Dáil on business, but his family, including his two young children, were there. I can only imagine it was a fairly frightening experience for them to have Gardaí show up and tell them there could potentially be a bomb in the home. Thankfully, a search was carried out, no device was found, and the matter has been treated as a sinister hoax and is now under investigation by Gardaí.
Nonetheless, Gardaí clearly took it seriously enough if they went and did the a full search of the home.
Yeah, given the threat was made, a code word was used, they had to take it extremely seriously, and given the fact it was the family home of Simon Harris, it also isn't the first time, unfortunately, a threat and a hoax threat of that has been made against a politician. Helen McEntee, the Justice Minister, has been subject to such hoax as well. And while no device is there, it's obviously a frightening experience for the family who are present and have to deal with that. They didn't have to be evacuated, but the experience in itself wouldn't be nice for the Taoiseach. And it's just the latest incident at the family home in recent weeks where, I suppose, the family home of Simon Harris has been targeted.
Yeah. Any reaction from on Taoiseach last night?
No, Simon Harris's spokesperson said they're not commenting on it. On Gardaí Síochána also said they don't comment on matters of security relating to politicians and members of cabinet.
Okay, all right. Robin Schiller of the Irish Independent, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Ciara, it's a really sinister development, but as Robin was pointing out there, unfortunately, it's not a particularly new one, a new development, because we saw this happen to the Minister for Justice a number of months ago. Both the Minister for Justice and the Taoiseach having very young families, it's a horrible thing to happen, isn't it?
It's a horrible
and
thing.
Sinister.
I was going to say, but deeply sinister. And bear in mind that we are at very recently the anniversary of the death of Joe Cox, MP in the UK, who was killed.
This isn't an idle kind of
Rosie Duffield, who is a Labour MP in the UK, death threats regularly. She has stopped, you know, going to public places, things like that. Is this the direction that we think is acceptable? I accept that most people don't, but there seems to me to be a cohort that believe if you are in the public eye, if you are elected,
whatever's coming to you.
Yes. And, you know, they can behave in any way they want. I don't know if this is far left, far right. It's extremism.
A lot of it is the language being used as well. You know, this kind of they're traitors to the cause. Yep. They're traitors to the nation, to the state. When you start using that kind of language.
String them up, you know, first against the wall, all that kind of stuff. And you see it, a betrayal. But these are real people. And by the way, these real people have a democratic mandate because we elected them, we voted for them. So they are there with the will of the people to govern the people. They're there for no other reason. And I just find it deeply concerning that a politician or their family would be threatened in this way in a country that is supposedly a liberal democracy. Do you know what I mean? I actually think it is extremely shocking.
It's really,
and wrong.
Really shocking.
And I hope they throw the book at the person when they catch them.
Yeah. Look, let us know what you make of it all. Unfortunately, Ciara, I think we're at a stage where it's when and not if a politician is seriously injured or worse. I that is the road we are heading at the moment. That has happened in other countries.
Yeah, I know.
And I fear that's the road we're heading here. So look, let us know what you make of it all. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.